You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Chris Vaughn, the CEO and co-founder of Saucy, the ultimate alcohol delivery service that delivers all your party needs in under an hour. You got to love convenience, and Mr. Vaughn, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, tell us about Saucy and how you did come up with this concept.
Sure. So Saucy is an alcohol delivery service. We deliver beer, wine, spirits, cocktails, mixers, snacks, add-ons, pretty much anything you can find inside of a liquor store from our mobile apps or website to your door in an average of about 30 minutes. We started in, I'd say, late 2013. The idea was pretty simple. My girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, she and I would be halfway through dinner or be watching a movie or whatever it may be, just hanging out at home after work. And she'd ask for a bottle of wine or ask for a cocktail or something. And then I'd have to get up and run out and go grab that. And I couldn't help but think that almost 80, maybe even 90% of the times that I was buying alcohol, it was driven by two things. One was impulse, and then the second was convenience. I went to the closest store. And at the time, there was even a BevMo location 2-3 blocks away that was cheap, had great pricing, but 9 times out of 10, I would just run to the corner mart because it was one block closer, and they're a little more expensive, but no big deal. I wasn't throwing a party or anything. And I just kept seeing that behavior happen over and over and over again, despite being two working young professionals that, you know, like to drink wine 2-3 nights a week or beers or cocktails. We wouldn't store any at the house. We would just each time go buy a bottle and enjoy that bottle of wine or enjoy that six pack of beer, whatever it is. And I shared that concept with two friends of mine that were also at a company. We were all at a company called Text Plus together, all in different departments. Daniel Lieb was running the mobile client teams from a product perspective. Andrew Zeck was one of their head mobile engineers, and I was on the marketing biz dev side. And they completely identified with the use case. They're like, yeah, pretty much every single time I go out and buy drinks or buy alcohol, it's impulse driven. You know, I'm on my way home from work, I'm like, man, I could use something to drink, or halfway through a show or dinner, and oh, I'd love to have something. It's not a pre-planned occasion. It's very different from dinner. I know I'm going to have dinner every night this week. I don't know if I'm going to feel like having a drink. And then we started driving around town, saw how many liquor stores there are. We're based in LA. We saw there's literally thousands of liquor stores just littering every corner of the city. And that, again, played into that concept that there's got to be a large demographic of people buying this stuff based on convenience. And we kicked off, started building Saucy, and 4 months later had a prototype live that we were doing deliveries for.
Always enjoy hearing how the concepts developed and are created and put into action. Really appreciate your sharing that. Now, what advice would you give to others looking to start a new company?
Yeah, I would say definitely. I mean, we were in alcohol. It was an interesting space because we actually had to do a ton of research going in. You know, it's a heavily regulated industry. It's been relatively unchanged since Prohibition. So we had to dive in and do a lot of legal due diligence before we even got started. But, you know, being someone who started companies before Saucy as well and had some successful exits there, I think, you know, the biggest thing that I'd say is you just got to do it. You just got to get started. I think more often than not, you hear most people just talking about an idea and talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. And I'd say the thing that separates, you know, those entrepreneurs from the rest are those that, you know, stop talking about the idea and start testing things and giving it a try to see if people are receptive to it.
Also, if you would, Chris, what was one setback that you faced, and how did you overcome that, assuming that you had at least one setback launching the company?
Man, I mean, there's been lots of things that, we've made the incorrect assumptions of along the way. I think that, maintaining a sort of a lean startup philosophy, making sure that if you're making a mistake, you discover that mistake very quickly. As an example, when we first launched, we had this concept that people wouldn't want a big selection. You would want to go into, the vodka category and be presented with two, maybe three options, a cheaper one and a more expensive one. And you just want everything to be super fast. I'd click, I'm at my friend's house. I want vodka. Here's two options, cheaper, expensive. Pick one and deliver. And so I remember the day that we launched to the public, which was actually almost 3 years ago this week, we launched and immediately people started pouring in feedback. Where's the selection? How come I don't have, this bourbon or this whiskey or this beer or these wines? So we took that feedback and immediately increased the selection and menu size from a couple of products to, hundreds and then eventually thousands. But it's important to have those quick feedback loops from your customers. Otherwise, you're going to spend months and months and months building things that maybe you think are correct, only then to find out that they aren't. So I'd say selection was something we learned very quickly. We spent a lot of time working on delivery and logistics and operational tasks. A lot of these delivery companies, even some of the big ones, I think have raised a lot of capital on supposed high-tech back-end systems when a lot of them just use call centers for a long time to route and dispatch people. But we spent a lot of time there. And sometimes we've had assumptions on what is going to be the fastest way to optimize delivery routes or courier batching. And had mistakes and had to quickly adjust. But again, quick feedback loops will solve most of those problems for you.
And that's very helpful information indeed. Today we are joined by Mr. Chris Vaughn, the CEO and co-founder of Saucy, the ultimate alcohol delivery service that delivers all your party needs in under an hour here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, Mr. Vaughn, what is your competitive advantage in the market?
Sure. So we have, right around the time we launched, we saw a few others sort of pop up in different pockets of the country. One of the big things that we saw in the other models is that they weren't handling delivery. And they weren't building a logistics company. They were basically building sort of like an open table for liquor stores, if you will. And so we saw very quickly this proliferation of apps in the quote unquote alcohol delivery space, none of which delivered anything. There's pros and cons to both models. I'd say the pro to a model where you partner with the liquor store, you send orders to them, but the liquor store handles sold out items, customer support phone calls, delivery, hiring, training couriers, routing people places, all that. The benefit to that model is you can just call stores all day and say, hey, will you deliver for us? And if they say yes, then you can quote unquote launch an area. You could expand very quickly in a very lightweight manner. The downside is you have virtually no control over the customer experience. And when you're thinking about long-term customer retention or customer behaviors, you just aren't in a position to affect that in any way. On our side, we set out and said we met with all these different liquor stores and quickly figured out, if we sent them a couple orders in a day, maybe they could handle some delivery. But where we were headed is we wanted to be sending retailers hundreds or thousands of orders on a daily basis. And if that was going to be the case, there's no way their extra clerk could handle the delivery. So we built a logistics company. And from the very beginning, with the founders doing all the early deliveries, figuring out a lot about what it takes to route people around cities, batch orders together, get in and out of stores quickly, we built one of the very few venture-backed delivery services that actually makes money on every order that we run in every city that we operate, and at the same time is able to control that customer experience. So in the long run, one of our biggest competitive advantages over all the other players in the space is when it comes to alcohol delivery, we're probably the only delivery company operating.
Lastly, Mr. Vaughn, what's next for Saucy and any new cities in the U.S. and beyond in the works?
Sure. So today, Saucy operates predominantly in California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, Sacramento. We're doing a couple local expansions around those cities as well. And then we also operate in Chicago. We've had a very different approach to expansion than I'd say a lot of companies in different sectors. Over $3 billion a year in alcohol is sold just in Los Angeles a year out of liquor stores. So our focus is market penetration. How do you own and dominate the markets that matter? California represents almost 20% of alcohol consumption in the country. Owning California as a market is critical to being a large alcohol player nationally. Chicago is, as a city, one of the largest drinking cities in the country. When we look later this year, we may be starting our expansion into Texas. Texas is one of the top three or four biggest drinking markets in the country. But our focus is, if you look at the biggest players in alcohol and the people that absolutely dominate their categories, they did it by controlling the few major key alcohol markets that matter: California, Texas, Florida, Chicago, some other cities like Seattle. And we have a very similar strategy. It's different than, I would say, Uber, which is go to as many cities as humanly possible. And alcohol, I think it's more about how do you dominate the top five markets.
Certainly a lot we can learn from what you've shared here today. We really appreciate your joining us as well to introduce us to Saucy. Where can listeners get all the details and be in touch if they needed to?
Well, you can always check us out at saucy.com, S-A-U-C-E-Y.com. You can also download our mobile apps, iOS or Android, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. And then you can find us on social at saucyapp, S-A-U-C-E-Y-A-P-P.com.
Well, you've certainly got the bases covered. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you continued success.
All right, Eric. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Chris Vaughn, the CEO and co-founder of Saucy, the ultimate alcohol delivery service that delivers all your party needs in under an hour. And for more information, simply visit saucy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.